So everybody close your eyes and do whatever you've done over this time to get into a state that will allow you to listen to me, but not too hard. So, you know, I want you to just go into your own place where your mind is clear and your breathing is easy. And each of you have learned how to focus on different aspects of your experience, on your breath, on your hands, on the black tunnel in front of you, whatever it is that you've used to help yourself find a peaceful state of mind. I hope you'll do that now. And I'll ask you to imagine for a moment that you are an eagle. There's hardly a person on earth who's never dreamed of being a bird and flying up over the landscape, swooping and turning, feeling the wind under your wings as you glide and dive, climb and turn, flying gracefully and easily over the landscape. And if you look down below you, you can see the hills and the valleys, the rivers and the towns, the mountains and the beaches. You can fly high or low. You can see much or not so much. And you might imagine, if you like, that there's a road going through this landscape beneath you. And it's the road of your life. And you can look down upon it and you can see the hills where things were good, the valleys where things were less good. You can look off into the distance and see the road fading into the future. You can look back and see it beginning in the places you were born. It's an interesting kaleidoscopic road. It's got all sorts of markers along it, events that occurred. You can fly high, you can fly low. And what's so interesting is that you can be the eagle flying above the landscape, and you can look down at your life and pick a moment and be in that moment. Now, I might ask you to take a minute and think about a time recently that you felt proud of yourself, pleased with something you've done. And imagine you could mark that spot on the road with a red light, or a green light, or a yellow light, but a little marker on the road for a moment of pride and comfort in recent months. And now, like magic, back along the road as far as you can see, are lit up moments, moments of the same color, where you felt pride or a sense of accomplishment. And as you fly up over the landscape, it's possible to pick a moment of light and descend down in it, to observe yourself, feeling proud of your accomplishments. I remember one particularly for myself when I had a car heater that wouldn't work for months at a time. I took it to 4 repairmen. No one could fix it. I finally looked under the hood myself, and in 10 minutes I figured out what it was, and I had heat again after 6 months. And when I've tried to remember moments of triumph in my life, that's one I remember. There are more. There are some for all of you. And as you look back, flying up over the landscape, down at the lit-up road of your life, and the moments of pride and accomplishment, you can allow yourself to descend into one. And I don't know which one you'll choose. And I don't know how old you were. And I don't know what made you feel proud and accomplished. But I will tell you that that's a feeling that you can have, that you can find, that you can look for any place on this road anytime you need to. You can use the road in other ways. You can use this road when you're having a moment of conflict or turmoil in your life, a moment that you don't understand why you're having such intense feelings about it. So you can look back on a recent moment in your life when you were confused by feelings that didn't seem to fit, and you can put a marker, a light marker, on that moment. If you can just think about it. And then think about it, the road as a bridge to the past. See again the lights on the road and moments in the past that might explain this moment of confusion. You might look way back in childhood and see a very early light lit up. Like the man I know who was molested as a boy when he was 11 and then sees sexual inhibition throughout his life, a passive approach to sex. And when he looks back along the lights, he can see that bright light in the past explaining so many things in the present and the future. So you can use the road to see lit up moments, to enter them, to change them. You can go back to a moment of pain or turmoil and protect yourself. The road offers you a panoramic vista of your life, which you can visit at will. You have a great sense of what is past and what is now. So take a moment and understand how lovely it is to fly up over your life, to see it all laid out in front of you, the power that it affords you to organize your understandings of yourself. And let's move along a little bit and imagine that you're sitting in a lovely couch, a lovely chair that's a console, and you've got some headphones on and maybe eye goggles, so you're in a 3D experience. It's almost like a video. And behind you on the wall is an endless rack of your memories, filed by word and time. So if I ask you to think of the word love and the people you've loved, and you reach behind you and maybe you reach into your teens, maybe to your 20s, maybe to your 30s, I don't know, and pull out a disc. And there's a player, you press the button, out it comes, you're ready to put on your helmet, slip in the disc, there it is, you're in a moment of love. From whatever age you chose, so many kinds of love. Romantic love, sexual love, familial love, collegial love, so many kinds. Love for your protégés, love for your mentors, love for your friends, for your colleagues, for your family, for your sexual partners. Whatever kind of love you picked up. And of course, the console is infinite in any word you can imagine. How about impatience? Take a word, impatience. Pick impatience recently. Play one. You're in that moment. And you can see the impatience, how unnecessary it was, how you could have been more patient. It's so easy to choose the moments and change what you see, to enter the moments. Two ways now, easy, to enter the moments. An eagle flying above your life, landing on the landscape, and the video player console that can choose any word, and an association will come. That's right. And now I'd like you to take a minute, digest these things. Maybe you saw them, maybe you didn't, maybe you thought about them. Maybe you didn't have to listen very hard to me. Maybe you'll just all accept my deep thanks for allowing me to speak to you in these ways over these weeks. And my voice will go with you wherever you need it. If you ever want to hear my voice telling you to close your eyes and focus on your breathing and go down the stairway, down, 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 deeper and deeper into yourself. The further down you go, the more relaxed you become, the less aware you are of your surroundings. Your mind is clear, your breathing is easy, your body is comfortable. And as you descend, let yourself be aware that there are so many parts of you ready and willing to help you, that any word, any thought, any image can summon an army of parts that will help you. Think of yourself as going down the stairs and entering a room filled with hundreds of yourselves, arrayed in an organized manner, an army at your bidding, waiting to do your tasks. Only assemble the right team. Choose courage. Choose loyalty. Choose strength. Choose perseverance. Choose love, choose compassion. Assemble a team of Amy's, a team of Lee's, a team of Charles, a team of Ellen's to accomplish what you need. No matter what it is you need from yourself, there is a part of you inside you that's been there and done that, that knows what you need and will serve it up for you if you will take the time to search for them. So find the inner part of you. Open the door, and there's the sum function self, the inner self that knows everyone, the inner self that is the librarian of the selves, the inner self that you can use to call up whatever parts of yourself you need. And please take with you the knowledge that you can equip a team, you can call a team, you can create a team to meet whatever challenges confront you. As the great hypnotist Erickson would say, everything you need is already inside you. Look inside and you will find the strength, the courage, the commitment that you need to use what you've learned and become the people that you can be. So please take a moment and enjoy your sense of comfort. Understand that you all now know how to calm your mind simply by going down some stairs, focusing on your breathing, feeling your hands, looking into a light, imagining yourself at the beach. You all know how to do all these things. So never forget the power of your own mind to calm you, to allow you to accept things, to empower you to change yourself. Take with you all the strength that we've created together by understanding each other, accepting each other, and enjoying each other. So, take one moment, count backwards in your own mind from 3 to 2 to 1. Review everything you've learned and make a commitment to use it. 3, get ready. 2, open your eyes. 1, wake up.